Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood.
Myra tells this story. One afternoon, my older brother Johnny and I were walking home from school when we suddenly found ourselves surrounded by four older boys we didn't know. Johnny was a good fighter, but they pushed us into a field, threw ropes on us, and shoved us down on the ground. "What did we do?" we demanded. "We didn't do anything to you." They just laughed and tied us up, tangling us together, cinching the knots tight. They thoroughly enjoyed themselves, taunting us and pulling on the ropes. Then the bullies left us in the secluded field, just left us, trussed up. We yelled at them to free us, but they were soon gone. At first, a wave of relief rolled over me. Thank God, they're gone. Now we can squirm free. We yanked at the ropes, thinking we could surely get loose somehow, but we couldn't. We strained and strained, feeling panic building as it started to get dark. We lay there as the light slowly vanished. The moon and stars appeared. We wondered how anyone could find us in the dark and how long this could go on. At long, long last, under the evening sky, we heard our father's voice. He had searched all along the way to school and found us in the field. Oh, this story reminds me of the Christmas story. As we are embarking on this Christmas season, I couldn't help but think of how God searching for us, searching for me. I was in a lost condition. I was all tied up in sin. The devil had worked in such a way in my life until I was in darkness and I was bound by the chains of sin and I couldn't free myself and things looked very hopeless. But then I heard the voice of God. God came searching for me. He came calling for me. And you know, our God still comes. And that's the celebration of Christmas, that Jesus came to this earth to set us free from our bondage and shame and sin. The bullies have had their way for too long, but thanks be to God, God can have His way in our life if we'll just let Him have His way. I hope this Christmas season is one that you thoroughly enjoy because of your relationship with Christ. But if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that even today you would be able to come to the place where you surrender your heart and life to Him, confess your sins, rely on His provision as sufficient to save you from your sins, and enable you to live a life of victory by the power of Jesus Christ living within you. Why don't you stay tuned for this good broadcast today? It's called Missionary Echoes. It's brought to you by the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, located at 2127 Hill Street. We'll soon gather for Sunday school and church. We hope you'll make plans to be a part of our wonderful day of worship today at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. In the meantime, enjoy the broadcast. I'm glad to be with you again for another month here in the month of December for Missionary Echoes.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden He prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for His own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with a ransomed in glory His face at last I'll see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of His love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful love toward me and toward all of humanity. To lay your life down for us was a remarkable thing to do, and only you could make a sacrifice sufficient to save the whole human race from their sins. We thank you today that we can sense conviction and realization that without Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sins. And we can come to you in faith believing and in confidence that God is able to redeem our life from destruction. And sure enough, we can experience the new birth, the transformation, the change of heart and life, the new direction that you take us. There's nothing like following Jesus and enjoying the journey every step of the way. I thank you for the opportunity to be on the air this morning and to come into the life of each of our listeners wherever they may be just now. We pray that this Lord's Day will indeed be a day that is hallowed, it is kept sacred, it is made honorable to the Lord, and that we are intentional in worshiping you and drawing close to you, being a blessing to others, and being participants in worship at our church. We just pray that you will have your way throughout the broadcast. May you speak truth into our lives. May you speak encouragement to those who are discouraged. May those who need a touch touch from you, experience the healing touch of the great physician. You heal both body and soul. You're able for all of our diseases. You're able to quicken our minds. You're able to lift our spirits. You're able to fill us with hope. I praise you for that today. So, Lord, have your precious way in each life just now and throughout this day and the coming week. And we'll praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
A neighbor tipped his hat to me this morning. The landlord even smiled and said good day. And I want you to know that a stranger said hello. Christmas can't be far away. The old tightwad down the street is buying candy to pass out to the neighbor kids at play. The town is on the go. The weatherman says snow. Christmas can't be far away. The small kids on the block have all been saving, and now they're hiding things and looking sly. Mom will get that doodad she's been craving, and Dad will get his usual Christmas tie. Both young and old are planning sweet surprises. They'll soon be tied with ribbons bright and gay. Goodwill is in the air. We feel it everywhere. Christmas can't be far away.
No, Christmas isn't far away. What a beautiful song by the Collingsworth family. Neither is Sunday school and church far away. At 9:30, we'll begin our Sunday school hour. We have classes for all ages and scattered all over our main facility and our Family Life Center are a variety of options for you to be able to study and learn and get to know other people and draw close to God. And so we encourage you to do exactly that. 9:30 will begin in just a few minutes. And then at 10:30, our morning worship service in the main sanctuary will take place. There will also be a Spanish service under the ministry of Pastor Philip Birch in the chapel. And so we have two options for languages and services to take place at 10:30 this morning. And then tonight, not far away, at 6 o'clock, will be our evening service. And tonight is our annual visit from Pennview Bible Institute for the first Sunday night of December. The chapel choir and symphonic ensemble will be here in ministry. It will be a service you don't want to miss. So why don't you plan to come out tonight for 6 o'clock? We're going to be lifting an offering in support of Pennview, and we hope that there will be a good offering that is given on their behalf as the needs are great. And we're trusting God to meet the needs financially, and even greater still, we know that He's able to meet the needs spiritually, the needs in each life. And who knows how God will meet a need in your life tonight. So why don't you plan to join us? Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock is our midweek prayer meeting service. And then on Saturday night will be our Christmas drama presented by the youth of our church and some others involved in that. 6 o'clock Saturday night in the Family Life Center, the Christmas drama will be presented. And again, you don't want to miss that. It'll be repeated again next Sunday night, and that will be a great opportunity to gather and get to know us and for us to get to know you and to enjoy the presentation of the young people for all the hard work that they've been going through to prepare to present this drama again this year. So plan now to be a part of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. We're located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. Our phone number is 717-273-3690. You can also check us out on the web at lebanongmc.com. Our website is full of things to help you and for you to be able to learn more about us and to enjoy previous broadcasts and some previous sermons that have been preached here, just a variety of things and pointing you in the direction of upcoming events as well. That's lebanongmc.com. Stay tuned for the remainder of the broadcast as we enjoy our time together today, pretty soon with a message from God's Word. Come, let us adore him, for he is the God who comes. We read in John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Alan Shepard, the man after whom I was named, became the first American in space when the Freedom 7 spacecraft blasted off from Florida on May the 5th, 1961. 10 years later, Shepard would leave Earth's atmosphere again to become the fifth man to walk on the moon and the first one to play golf there, if you're into a little bit of trivia. On July the 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong was the first man to put his foot on another world. His first statement was, "One small step for man, one giant step for mankind." To be sure, this was another gigantic step in the progress of science and man's efforts to discover the magnitude of the universe. Another giant step for humanity occurred in an obscure village of Bethlehem. It was a giant step for man, a gigantic step for God when the Lord came to earth. It is a matter worth celebrating that our God comes. One of the most fascinating studies is to learn more of Jesus in his visit to earth and his ministry to humanity. Let us notice three important facets of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Number one, his incarnation. One of the greatest facets about Jesus Christ is that he is the God-man. He is fully God and fully man. God came to earth and lived in human flesh. This has got to be the greatest giant step recorded in human history. The incarnation implies that God knows man. Because God became man in Jesus Christ, God knows mankind. He understands us in every way. During World War II, Lawrence of Arabia sought to cast his lot with the Allied army. They said to him, "If you would lead us, you must eat the same food we eat, find shelter in the same tents in which we dwell, accept the same risk that we accept, meet the same difficulties that we meet, live the same life we live, and live it better than we do." In other words, one can most identify with someone and most effectively lead them after he has learned to serve them. After you have walked a mile or two in someone else's shoes, you can more easily understand them. You now have an affinity or a connection with them. Jesus Christ identified completely with mankind. He walked, talked, and lived in Palestine on earth as a human being. Because God became flesh, he knows our problems. Jesus experienced physical and mental needs. He experienced fatigue, rejection, and all the other challenges related to the human race. The author of the letter of Hebrews stated Jesus' identity beautifully. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus knew what it was like to be human. The incarnation also implies that Jesus reveals God. Even though God became flesh, this did not rob him of deity. Jesus was the Son of God. As we read and study the life and ministry of Jesus, the immediate conclusion is Jesus is more than a man. The character of Jesus reflects his deity. He refused every solicitation to sin. He denied every attempt of a self-centered ministry. Every disclosure of Jesus' character revealed the affirmation that Jesus was the Son of God. The miracles reflect the deity of Jesus Christ. He demonstrated power over the world of nature when he calmed a stormy sea and changed some water into wine. The deity of Jesus was disclosed when he demonstrated his ability to restore health to the sick and diseased, sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, and the power to walk to the paralyzed man. Jesus exhibited his divine power when he took power over the evil world. The nature of Christ's personhood is a mystery. How God could become man and be fully God and fully man is a paradox, but the incarnation implies that Jesus of Nazareth knew the human plight and is thoroughly capable of revealing the nature of God. Secondly, I notice his dedication. Another great facet about Jesus is his dedication to God and to man. The greatness of a person can be measured by his degree of dedication. No other person compared to Jesus' obedience to the Father's will and to Jesus' service for humanity. Dedication means an obedience to the Father's will. Whatever the Father wanted Jesus to do, Jesus obeyed. From the outset of his ministry, Jesus determined to do the Father's business. When Mary and Joseph sought him in the temple, Jesus said, "Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, three attractive proposals were presented as techniques of reaching the world. The solicitor sought Jesus to feed the people, to worship Satan, or to perform the spectacular. But Jesus chose to obey the will of the Father. Throughout the life of Jesus, he obeyed perfectly the Father's will. He obeyed the Father even to the extent of dying on a cross. The greatness of the Master can be seen in his unfailing commitment to the Father's will. Dedication means a service to the needs of the people. Jesus sought to minister to people where they were hurting. He announced the intention of his ministry in a temple sermon at Nazareth. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," he said, "because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Jesus fulfilled the announcement. He helped the poor. He offered encouragement to the brokenhearted. He released those held in the captivity of sin. Jesus was completely dedicated to a ministry for others. We've noticed his incarnation. We've thought about his dedication. Thirdly, notice with me his exaltation. When Jesus entered human history, it was a gigantic step for God in our direction and a tremendous benefit to humanity. Jesus did not remain in a physical body on earth. After his shameful death on Calvary, Jesus was exalted. One cannot study the full ministry of Jesus without looking at the Lord's exaltation. The resurrection of Jesus Christ exalts the Lord. To read the bitter scene of the cross causes one to flinch. The narrative, without elaboration, records the horrible death of Jesus. No one has ever died a more cruel death than crucifixion on a cross. Death dispels a finality over most leaders, rulers, and conquerors. The disciples almost felt a finality about Jesus after his death. They thought the masterful teacher and miracle worker had been silenced forever. But Scripture records that God raised Jesus from the grave. Death could not hold its prey. Hallelujah. Jesus tore the bars away. He arose from the grave, not mentioning the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ leaves the full account of Jesus' life untold. The glory of Jesus can be seen in His glorious resurrection. Praise His name. The reign of Jesus in glory continues to exalt His glory. Jesus is not to be perpetuated as an ancient story. He is the living Lord. He rules over the matters of history at this present moment. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him, we read in Philippians 2, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus reigns at the right hand of the Father at this present moment. He is interceding for you. He is interceding for me. He is bearing our petitions to the Father. At a future day, maybe soon, He will rule over the matters of all men. Oh yes, our God comes. He has taken many steps for mankind. He took a gigantic step when He stepped through time and space to come to rescue mankind. Oh, how blessed we are to be able to celebrate the gift of His only begotten Son to us. What a delight it is for us to catch a fresh glimpse of His incarnation, a fresh glimpse of His dedication, and a fresh glimpse of His exaltation. Now He wants you to take one step toward Him in faith, which will lead you to a daily journey with Him and a life of fulfillment with Christ as your Savior and Lord. He wants to be your coming King. He knows your problems. He knows your burdens. He knows your needs. He knows your sins, and He is able for all of it. Give Him a chance to make a gigantic difference in your life today, would you? Lord, I pray for that soul today who may be debating about this matter of God and what You have provided for us through the coming of Your Son, that which we celebrate this Christmas season once again, the birth of Jesus, His virgin birth, His coming to earth, showing us the Father, dying for our sins, resurrecting with all power from the grave. He's now ascended into the heavens. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's interceding on our behalf so that all may come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their life. I pray that that will be so for each of our listeners today. Bless each one. And Lord, would You give us a wonderful day of worship? We're trusting You to bless our efforts and for Your presence to be felt in such a powerful way throughout this day. And we'll give You praise in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.
Fight the good fight.
I'll run the good race.
to give up God's way
for a few worldly things that are not here to stay.
Into the presence of God, into the presence of God, all of our labors will be so worthwhile when we're into the presence of God.